This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are we plugging?
Yeah. You get your thumb.
Does anybody here get hiccups? I used to get them all the time.
All the time.
You still do?
Yeah. I get them like minimum twice a day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How do you never get them when we're on the air?
I don't know.
Do you know what brings them on?
I'm a fast eater.
Oh my God. I thank you for being honest, because that's exactly why. Yeah. I get them.
It's like, is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, because you're just hoarding food.
Down, and so like air goes down and
yeah,
like
you're
it's
swallowing
just,
air because you're just trying to get food inside your head so fast.
Yeah.
That's so, that's exactly why you get them, I think. I don't know if science has ever proven that. But like I've had, when I was a kid and I have three older brothers, you don't get seconds unless your plate's empty.
Yeah.
So you just gotta like put your face close to your plate.
I remember
and just
as a
shove.
Kid, my mom used to yell at me and be like, "That's a nervous habit." And it's like, I don't know why I'm getting that.
You just can't. Oh God. Yeah. Especially if it's food that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Really? But do you get it from alcohol? Do you get hiccups ever?
Yeah.
Oh, you really?
Do? I do.
That's
I
find that to be.
That's a cliche, like, yes. Acting when it was in classes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready. It was junk.
I'm never like blackout getting the hiccups. It's like after the third drink.
But
so
are
I'm
you
just like a little
the booze down.
No.
Mm. Why do you get them then? Do you think?
I don't know.
Is that when you go outside and go to one of the street vendors? Get that slice of pizza.
You shove like 40s in my head as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah, maybe it's not the alcohol.
So, dude, like, there's this TikTok dude, and I watched this video today, and I want to. This sounds strange, but I want to hork some food real quick because I want to get him. I want to get him and see if his cure works.
Oh,
because I have a theory that every hiccup cure works once.
Yes, I agree.
Like the very first time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What, and then you're on to it?
I think I do, yes. I think hiccups, while brought on more often than not by your gluttony, okay. By you horking as fast
don't
as you
look
can.
At me. I mean, look at her.
Do you ever get them?
Not really, no.
Did you get them a lot when you were a kid?
No, I mean, I've had them, but I've not been real hiccupy in my life.
Like, yeah. I've had them at times where I have them for like hours.
Yeah.
And really?
It's excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've done everything, then none of the tricks work. Like, name something that you think is a hiccup cure.
I've always heard you plug your ears and drink out of a straw. And I don't think it's even the straw that matters. I think it's because when you plug your ears, then you can't use your hands to drink. So I think you just need the straw. So the straw is just. So you were able, but just
I
drink
think that
while
might be
you're
kind of a distraction, but it also might be a pressure thing because that just made my head blow up a little.
Well,
bit.
I was going to say you plug your nose and swallow to pop your ears.
Well, don't do it again. Your head cannot get any bigger, or else we're all in
good
trouble.
Good morning, everybody. Like, okay, so that probably worked one time.
Mm, yeah.
Like I've heard, and this is stupid because I don't even know how it's possible. You drink off out of the wrong side of a glass of water.
The wrong side.
I don't.
Like
do
you,
mean?
You basically like the side of the water that's closest to you. You'd go to the other side, and you kind of have to lean over.
I was going to say, how do you
like
get to it without pouring it over yourself?
So you know what I'm saying. So you like
okay,
kind of, like you're almost in a downward dog, and you're like dumping water into the roof of your mouth and trying to swallow it.
Mm. But then you have to weigh the embarrassment of that versus the embarrassment of the hiccups. It's kind of
yeah.
You
don't do it at Walmart. Okay. You don't. Excuse me, you got a cup of water that I can. Use over here in tires. No, you like you do that at home.
Okay.
Okay, but and there's something with peanut butter.
Yeah,
I think.
Just like a spoonful of peanut butter, because it forces you to. Mm. And like
it's sort of the anti-hork.
Yeah, it forces you to slow down.
So, when my kids would get hiccups, I would do like a Simon Says game with them, I give them peanut butter and I go, okay, now you have to do everything I say. And I'd hand them the peanut butter. I'm like, you're gonna eat the peanut butter. And they put it in their mouth. And I'm like, no. And they pull it out. I'm like, stand on one leg. And they'd stand on their right leg. And I'm like, no, left leg. And they're like, the more things you do to reset their brain, they eventually just go, doop. And it stops.
I don't even understand. Hiccups are because your diaphragm is spazzing?
Supposedly, but I think they're psychological. Because it's worked on my kids one time, each time, because you just get them off. Did I tell you a guy tried to give me his car?
Yeah. I think about that all the time. 100%
worked.
Yeah.
I'm hiccuping so hard. He walks up to me, hands me his like Mercedes-Benz fob. He goes, that's a Mercedes-Benz. It's parked right outside. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, hiccup again. And he's like, you can have my car if you hiccup again.
You just stopped?
Yeah.
100%. Was it?
Yeah. You're just like.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I did it to a friend, stopped him.
Okay.
Same friend, like 6 weeks later, did it again. And I'm like,
okay. It didn't
now
work
I walk
again.
To work.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.